Always great to have him. 15 days from an election. You know him well, Ed Wertheim is running to retain his post. Republican conservative lines, you will find him. The aforementioned Ed Wertheim, always a welcome addition to this program. Sir, how are you?
Janie, thank you very much, and good morning. Great to be back on with you. And yes, we're running. We have the countdown going, and we're almost there.
Hard to believe, 15 days out, Ed, unreal. You know, when I think of Smithtown and you, I think of getting it done, and I think of the word renovation. That's what you guys have done so successfully, especially the town's parks and beaches. 75% as far as renovating those parcels. That's incredible. Good stuff there.
Yeah, really, we're proud of that record, Jay. And as you stated, in our first term, which is again coming to an end, we have invested about $33 million, most of that into our recreation facilities. And yes, we have accomplished renovating about 70% of the parks that we have, which are 25 parks, along with our beaches and marinas. And and we have an aggressive plan, if we're successful, to continue to go right through our next term doing the same thing.
You know, in particular, I remember reading it, as far as completion of the projects, two big ones, Flynn Memorial, the ballpark there. Talk about that for a second, along with the Landing Country Club. Those were two big projects completed, right?
Yeah, they really were. Flynn Memorial Park was a four ball field complex that was about 24 years old, rather deteriorating. It was just grass surfaces originally. So, yeah, we're really proud of that project. It was a $7 million renovation. It's four ball fields still, with a center concession and a maintenance facility. It's all synthetic turf, the entire field. Parking lot's been redone, and we have installed a $200,000 playground. That was completed in a year ahead of schedule, actually, because we had a mild winter. But the reason for that renovation was that becomes a boon to the economy. We have teams from all over the Northeast, as we speak, coming down playing tournaments. And then, of course, they frequent all of our businesses, hotels, et cetera. So, it's been a very, very successful season. It's the only facility like it on all of Long Island, and it's going to continue to bring benefits to our businesses throughout the entire town of Smithtown and some of the surrounding towns as well. So very, very successful, and we are very proud of that project. Landing Country Club, we have to date put about $3.5 million into Country Club. It's our Starship facility. It's a golf course and a pool complex for Smithtown residents. And we have a catering facility there that holds weddings and festival events, et cetera. Yes, we are proud of that project as well. And there were two major projects. We completely renovated, the buildings that were there. We, did, infrastructure construction as far as irrigation goes, brand new entrance way into the facility. And we've also worked in conjunction with MPH management on some improvements on the golf course. And our residents, the feedback is excellent. Our residents that use that facility are really, really ecstatic about the funding that we put into their country club. It's the People's Country Club.
I tell you, it's awesome. And, you know, Moritz's Park, I think about Gibbs Pond Park as well, Ed. Are those complete, or those are projects on the docket right now?
No, those are all complete. Gaynor Park, Moriches Park, Gibbs Pond Park, Kings Park Memorial, and we are over in, as we speak, we're over in the Pines. Laurel Park is under a complete reconstruction. So we've gone into again, 70% of our parks. You know, when I ran last time, and I remember us speaking about one of my main issues were that we held a AAA bond rating here in Smithtown, and we were in great fiscal shape for years and years, but never invested in any of the facilities. So that's proven to come true now. We've bonded and used some reserves to do all this work, and at this point we're at about $33 million worth of improvements, and we're moving forward.
You got repair with these monuments, two very historic ones. Everybody knows about the Whisper Bull Monument, right, Ed Wertheim? And then you got the Sherwood Brothers Monument for Veterans. Listen, the bowl is a landmark. We know, right in the heart of Smithtown, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's our moniker. When you come into Smithtown, that's the first thing you see. We're well known for that, of course. And we did a complete renovation of the bowl statue and the surrounding landscaping. And in conjunction with that project, across the street was the former Oasis Gentlemen's Club. We have purchased that facility. It is now closed down. It was kind of an eyesore, and many, many residents objected to it being there. And that is on the head of the Nessaquag River. So when you look across from the bowl in the near future, that building is going to come down, and we're going to clear that entire area out. So when you come into Smithtown, you will have the bowl on one side, and on the other side, you'll be able to see the headwaters of the Nessaquag River. So that was a real great environmental initiative, and that's a county park at this time, but I'm working with County Executive Ballone, and we're going to make a park trade. And then we will own that park, and we're giving them a park up on 347 next to their Blydenburg facility. So it was a win-win, and we think it's going to really, really enhance the entrance to our town.
This would mean, not to mention the audience at Wareheim, that you are the only, underline that, supervisor here on the island who bought a topless bar. I want to mention that. Because it kind of puts things in perspective a little bit more as far as our conversation this morning, sir, correct?
No, we do. And many of my speaking engagements, that comes up, and it's going to be, when I leave public service and write my book, it's going to be in the book. I think I am the first supervisor that ever bought a topless establishment, and some say we should run it for a few years and make money, but of course we're not going to do that. We're going to make a beautiful entrance to Smithtown as far as a park on the head of the Nessaquag.
In all seriousness, you know, when it comes to revitalization, I mean, you've done some job here. I mean, I can do a half an hour on some of the projects, you know, Lake Avenue, the sewer installation, which was huge, the off-street parking construction, the new entryway to the LA Innovation Park and Hot Park. That was a big, we had many people on from HIA on that. Ed, you know, you're getting it done. And not only that, you have filled a lot of vacancies and blighted storefronts on Main Street, US of A there. What's been the secret? I mean, you know, you've gotten it done quick. Smithtown is a very historic area and whatnot. What was the fuel to get it done so quickly here? Because it seems like, you know, when you have your mind set on something, you get it done.
Yeah, you know, Jay, that's who I am. I've always been like that since a young man. I think that was instilled in me by my parents. I set my sights on something, and I'm pretty tenacious about getting it done. And Smithtown was rather stagnant for quite a few years, 20, 25 years. There wasn't a whole lot done. So we put an aggressive platform together, and you're right. We have James Lake Avenue, about a $12 million project. That business district is almost completely renovated. We have the infrastructure, sewer mains, new water mains, completely reconstruct of the Lake Avenue, sidewalks, curbs, decorative crosswalks, and we are in the process of putting a park with off-street parking and a park for concerts and holiday festivities, things of that nature. That's under construction as we speak. And then if you move to Kings Park, we're working with the county on suing Kings Park. The referendum will be this December. Once the referendum is passed in December, and we anticipate it will, probably the work will start to install sewer mains at Kings Park sometime in 2022. And we're working on expansion of Sewer District 6 to enable us to sewer Smithtown. The reason for that, Jay, is once we get these business districts sewered, then we can really get down to some real hardcore revitalization in our business districts as far as buildings go. They'll be able to meet Board of Health requirements that they can't meet now to expand and things like that. And we did well through COVID. I'm proud of that myself and the town council, and I have a great town board to work with and great administrative personnel in our departments, which is in large part why we were being so successful. They bought into my theory on what we should do with Smithtown. 100%, and there's a lot of hard work put into it, and we're going to keep going. Our vacancy rates are under 12% throughout the town. An example of the Lake Avenue project, which is just about complete. When I took office in 2018, there were 33 empty storefronts. There are now three. So our plan's working. It is aggressive. I do get tired from time to time, but I'm kind of strong-headed, so we're going to keep right on going forward if we're successful in this next election.
Just like your predecessor did for 40 years, my goodness, the great late Pat Vecchio. I don't know what it is, but when you walk through the doors of Town Hall, it's all about keeping an eye on the prize, and that's the people of Smithtown, right? That's the overall mantra, because you certainly have done that in your tenure there so far, and you want to continue to do that, but really, it's kind of an amazing common denominator for leadership over there.
Yeah, and thank you, Jay, for that those kind words. That's just that's who we are. We, you know, our entire administration was based on doing what's right for the residents who live, work, raise families in our town, and that's why we went after, you know, park renovation, beach renovation, marina. We held concerts at Long Beach, especially through COVID. It was very, very important. You know, this is My idea is that the folks that live here pay the taxes, and you should take that tax dollars and put it to good work for the people. And that's what we're doing. We're underway also at our senior center with a complete renovation of that facility as well. And even when COVID was at its height, we took care of our seniors by delivering meals, and we're proud to say we partnered with St. Catharines of Siena and Stony Brook, and we got 400 of our seniors vaccinated as well. So, you know, I love the job. I still have the energy, and it's all about our residents. That's why you're there. That's why they call it public service.
And with more to do, there's no question about it. I'm reading a lot of great things regarding some of the parks and recreational places and taking care of the seniors out there. I mean, you're getting it all done. And listen, we're going to talk to you again as we approach the big day, but look for Ed Wertheim's day as far as Republic Conservative lines on November the 2nd. By the way, we've got early voting, folks, happening as well. That all starts on Saturday. It'll take right through Halloween. And then, of course, a big day the following Tuesday. Ed, a tremendous job as always. You know, one of my things on the docket is to have you on a little more frequently because you're getting it done. We appreciate that.
Well, I'd love to do it anytime. You give me a call, and certainly I enjoy our conversations, and anytime you want me to either come in or get on the radio, make a call, we'll make sure we get that done, so we can have a chat.